The bipartisan survey asked 800 registered voters nationwide to choose two words to describe their feelings about how elected officials act when dealing with problem solving. Carolyn Lukensmeyer is the executive director of the National Institute for Civil Discourse. She says more than 60% of voters said they felt frustrated and 40% felt worried.
So I think frustration means we've seen this again and again. We really don't like it. We really want it to change. But the frustration is we don't know what to do to change it.
She says 40% of those eligible to vote typically don't vote. And feeling disengaged could keep even more people at home on election day.
So we go through an election cycle. Sometimes we even change the party that's in leadership. But still, no more progress is made on debt and deficit. No more progress is made on immigration. No more progress is made on a new economy to create jobs to keep us globally competitive. And Americans are really fed up with it.
She says the next step is to get this data to those who will moderate presidential debates.
And say, you are sitting in a seat that you could change the tone of a presidential debate.
Lukensmeyer says the majority of Americans would rather see a presidential candidate highlighting areas of agreement where there can be work across party lines rather than focusing on party differences. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.